This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. More transmissible variants of coronavirus now make up more than two-thirds of all the cases in Colorado. That's according to state epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy.
We know that the vaccine is effective against all of the variants that are circulating, including all of these variants of concern. So I think that's the good news.
Dr. Herlihy says the majority of cases are the B117 strain, which was first found in the UK. She emphasizes the importance of vaccination since counties with lower vaccination rates have more COVID-19 cases and vice versa. RTD will require face masks at least through September. The policy applies to Metro Denver bus, train, and light rail services. RTD says the guidelines are mandated by federal regulators. The state no longer requires masks in most places, but individual businesses can set their own rules. The CDC says anyone not fully vaccinated should still wear masks. The Nuggets host Portland in Game 1 of the playoffs tomorrow night. CPR's Matt Moret says it'll likely be the largest home crowd in more than a year.
The team has had a lot of surprises this season, most of which involved injuries to star players. But one prediction came closer to coming true Thursday, when Nuggets center Nikola Jokic was named a finalist for league MVP. Michael Porter Jr. was also named a finalist for Most Improved Player.
It is windy across Colorado. Tonight, Denver will be partly cloudy. Colorado Springs, mostly clear. Grand Junction, partly cloudy. This is CPR News.